Coming to you from the mountains and the plains, the only conservative voices brave enough to push back. This is the Conservative Daily Podcast with Joe Otto.
That's what the Second Amendment was designed to do. If you're going to do something to nullify or take away my rights under the Constitution, come get it.
Max McGuire.
When you look at politicians on the left, they need to convince people that they are victims.
A resistance to the resistance. And now your hosts, Joe Otto and Max McGuire.
And welcome back to another edition of the Conservative Daily Podcast. My name is Max McGuire.
And this is Joe Otto. I can't hear myself very well there, Josh. Sorry.
Producer Josh, he'll take care of it. Lots to go into. Lots from over the weekend. Lots of crazy stuff going on. Joe Biden's campaign seems to be falling apart. He seems to be trying to coast to the finish line. Really bad events from Joe Biden and company over the weekend. Donald Trump surging, massive record rally attendance. Joe Biden tries to have a rally and more Trump supporters show up. Really interesting stuff. And it's the kind of stuff that makes you wonder what's going on with the polls, what's going on with the media narrative. Obviously, we know it's BS. But it's really hard to argue that Joe Biden's winning when every time he shows up somewhere, more Trump supporters show up than Biden supporters.
It just makes me smile. Like, I'm so happy, right? Not only is Joe Biden falling apart, but Antifa's falling apart. This movement on the left is falling apart because people are waking up and understanding what it is.
Yeah,
it's really amazing. I was on this subreddit channel, and the people were like, "You need to stop stopping." They were literally crying. It was like a whole thing of liberal tears that were just falling all the way through it. Where I can't get any of my friends to show up anymore. I can't get any of my friends to go protest, and I'm like, "Cause you all suck. That's why."
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just great. It's great to see these just loony leftists just kind of fall apart. It really is.
So let's get into this because it was we kind of alluded to it. Joe Biden had a rally in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. I believe it's Bucks County, small rural county outside of Philadelphia. And he called Trump supporters chumps, which is very interesting because Joe Biden, his whole thing has been that he'll be a president for all Americans, whether you vote for him or not. And he got so aggravated with being drowned out by the Trump supporters that he actually called them chumps, and I believe he did it twice, but here's one of the clips of him doing it. Let's play cut three.
I'll work as hard for those who don't support me as those who do, including those chumps with the microphone out there.
Chumps with the microphone.
I want to show you what he was enduring and why he got so pissed off. So he has these drive-in rallies where you show up with your car and you turn on your radio and you can hear him in your radio. And like 20 cars show up. It's the most pathetic thing ever. This is what Joe Biden was greeted by when he arrived in Pennsylvania. Let's go ahead and play cut four.
I saw this. Yeehaw!
Look at that. They're just marching down the street. They're all on the side of the street. This is incredible. So they're blaring music. All those are all Trump people. There's no Biden people. They're tailgating. They're tailgating, Joe. They're tailgating. This is incredible. They're marching down the street towards Joe Biden's Pennsylvania rally. More people are tailgating. More Trump supporters are tailgating than Biden supporters are actually there. It's really incredible. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Yeah, I just saw it just now, and it was pretty awesome. Yeah, look, in Colorado, on the bridges between the exits, this weekend there was probably the police had to come by and actually tell people, look, can you go to the next bridge over because there's too many people on this bridge. There was like 1,000 people out there at this rally over the bypass. So. People are surging. Normal people are surging. So I just stopped and said, I got to say hi to this one person. So I stopped because they were holding they were holding a Trump flag, and they were holding a Democrat flag, right? A flag, you know, for the Democrats, right? So I stopped and walked over and I go, all right, are you bipolar or what's going on? I'm just curious because I think you're a Democrat that really loves Trump and just loves America. And she goes, you're Joe. And I was like, yeah, I am Joe. She goes, I came to one of those meetings that you spoke at. And the reason why I'm a Trump supporter is because of you. And I was like, wait, what? She goes, yeah, my whole family has disowned me. But then my daughter came to my side. And then my husband came to my side. She goes, we just started doing research. You just said, do research. You accepted us where we were. Just do research. So we did all this research. And as a result, we're all voting for Donald Trump. And I was like, can I give you a hug? She goes, I wanted to give you a hug. So I gave her a hug. And she goes, yeah, so the walk away movement meant a lot to me because I'm walking away from the Democrat Party. She goes, I am liberal. And I was like, it's okay. I was like, most of us have liberal tendencies in some areas, you know, progressive tendencies in some areas. In other words, on social issues, we have some differentiating pieces. But as for the most part, we're all for America. We're all constitutionalists. We all want what's best for opportunity-wise for our family and for future generations. She's like, that's exactly what I tell my friends. So I just want you to know that talking about it.
How many people were at that overpass rally?
I think there was I say 1,000. I'm probably embellishing a little bit. So 995. No, there's probably 500-600 at the overpass. And they moved it from one overpass to the next, right? So they literally took a bunch of people and then moved down the overpass. So it looked like we had overpass over overpass. Okay, now you 200 go to that one. So you have
Here's
a bunch
the important question.
Yeah.
How many pumpkins were there?
How many pumpkins?
How many pumpkins were at the rally?
I don't think there was any pumpkins.
Mr. Producer, put up my screen.
Uh-oh.
Joe Biden's got all the pumpkins.
Oh!
Seen this? He's got more pumpkins than he has people at his rally. This is insane. I started counting them. I didn't realize the pumpkins in the back. So he's got like 30 pumpkins on stage.
Those are his voters. Those aren't pumpkins. Yeah, those are his voters. That's each one of those is a voter. That all has like a little voter file underneath it. Like pumpkins should be able to vote too. Right? Well, make pumpkins legal.
The amazing thing is that lots of people are saying that it's how many people vote. It's not. It's how many gourds you have in attendance at your rallies. That's actually what does it. So Biden is obviously winning with the pumpkin crowd. But there was something really weird happening at this Pennsylvania event, the one that he's saying all the chumps outside, the people he said he's gonna work for.
What happened to the E on Biden? You see that? Like B-I-D, and then the E is kind of like, ooh.
Yeah, it's spooky. So at this event, his wife took the podium, and I kid you not, Joe Biden just starts wandering aimlessly behind her like he's lost. Let's go ahead and play cut two.
Aspirations. Okay, get ready for this one. Will you stand with Joe Biden and come?
Where are you going, Joe? Play it again. Play cut two again.
Oh, boy.
Aspirations.
Joe.
Okay, get ready for Wandering. This one. Will you stand
you
with
hear the
Joe
Trump
Biden
supporters in the background?
Come-
Joe Biden
there,
is
there's
just
something
wandering.
Wrong with him.
He's just wandering aimlessly. It's so strange. And then when he finally does talk, this was at a different rally, but they also had pumpkins. He starts talking. You can't understand a word he says. Let's play cut five.
Well, it is what it is because he is who he is.
What does that even mean?
I can't even get it. He is who he is because he said
is
I is.
Now listen, who's Joe Biden is? Has a stutter. I get that. Joe Biden has a stutter.
He does?
But that wasn't a stutter. That Joe was Biden like he stutter? Had too many Quaaludes. Anyone who's seen like Wolf of Wall Street, the scene where he's on all the Quaaludes, that wasn't a stutter. That was losing control of the muscles that open and close your mouth. Stutter, we have plenty of examples of him stuttering. That was just him. And I want to make fun of him. If that's a medical condition, then he needs to get it looked at. But good Lord. That's what it's like when Biden finally talks. And this, he announces that he's finally tired of listening to the smart guys. Like, what? Play cut six.
Well, I'm sick and tired of smart guys.
laughing. People are actually responding to that.
And the crowd goes wild.
People are like, yes, I'm tired of smart guys too.
You are a dummy.
Well, I'm sick and tired of smart guys.
I actually don't know how to respond to this. I don't. I feel like I'm tired of smart guys too.
Everyone hit the share button.
Josh is
already
over here crying. Hey, so just so
hit
you know,
the share button.
I want you. Yeah, please hit the share button, guys. Why are you being selfish? Share it with your
people.
Friends.
Need to see this.
They need
we got
to see
a lot of
this
stuff. After this, we have Kamala Harris looking like a fool, and then we're going to cover just how big Trump's rallies are. So make
guys,
sure you hit the share button.
Hit the share button. We already have more people on our podcast right now than Joe Biden has at any one of his rallies ever.
Sure. And on his podcast.
And
our,
on his podcast.
Our podcast outranks his podcast.
And we are flying in the podcast downloads. Did we send out the text message everything today? Did we get that done? Okay, good. All right, we got that done. So
right now, 27 people have hit the share button. I need to get that up. We need to pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers. Hit the share button, and when it gets, what number should we want to get to? When it gets to
1,000, because we're already being suppressed by Facebook. Oh, come on now.
Let's say when it gets up to 50, I'll play a video of Joe Biden admitting that he has a voter fraud organization set up. So let's pump these numbers up. Hit the share button if you haven't already.
Share.
Let's get it up to 50. But before we do, Joe, we've talked about this on the podcast. One of the signs of dementia, Alzheimer's, whatever you want to call it, is you start forgetting when you are. And that feels weird.
Hey.
Where you are, who you are, you forget when you are. Meaning, in the moment, you think it's a different year. And you start talking as if it's a different year. Anyone who's had this, experienced this with a loved one, you talk to them, they have Alzheimer's or dementia, and they start talking about people who passed away years ago. And you're like, no, mom, no, dad. They passed away. And it's heartbreaking because they think they're in a different time. Joe Biden, throughout this campaign, has shown that he thinks he's in a different time. Here is him. I believe this is last night. He caught himself, but he went to say it twice, saying we can't afford 4 more years of George W. Bush. I kid you not. He thought he was in the mid-2000s. Let's go ahead and play cut one.
What kind of country are we going to be? Mm-hmm. 4 more years of George. He's going to find ourselves in a position where if
look at
Trump
his wife.
Gets elected, we're going to be in a different world.
His wife whispers Trump.
Can we stop for a second, please? So somebody asked how my trip went because you guys played that video.
Yeah, we played it.
We played the video.
Yeah.
All right. Of me saying hi to everyone.
Yeah.
So, folks, you have to hit the share button. I'm about to tell you something that is like a pink unicorn on this trip. Max.
Wait, we already talked about your hole-in-one.
You did?
We already talked about. Yeah, you were on the podcast at night talking about
that's right.
The debate.
But we had people that weren't listening. Yeah, so anyway, Richard,
no,
I had
Joe
a great time. I had a hole
and
in one.
He met Jerome Bettis, the bus. So
I met him many times,
but
I turned around and got back to the clubhouse. Oh, we can take a couple minutes. We can go over a little bit today.
No, we can't. We have too much. We have 8 days before the election. You had a hole in one. It's great. You met the bus. It's great.
You guys,
we gotta talk
Max,
about Joe Biden.
Don't know
hold on, guys.
How
there's something more
is.
Important that I have to mention here.
What?
A caller, Dan, called in and said that for some reason they can't find the share button and they're not able to share what they're listening to right now.
All right. So the way
so
you
that's
do
really
that.
Ticking me off.
Yeah. So the way you actually do that, by the way, is you just
go to our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Facebook.
You hit the video.
/conservativedaily, and then when you see the post, it'll be at the top of the page. I'm pinning it right now, and there should be a share button right there.
But they're stopping it from being shared in certain areas. They are. They are. I mean, I literally had this while I was in Vegas. I was talking to people while I was out there, and they're like, hey, so I tried to share it on my page and can't share it. So they show me their phone, and there's no share button.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is a problem. It is a big problem. Big problem.
It is. And
you guys
so
got to be
sure
happy
you,
for me, though. I did get a hole in one.
Yeah.
hey, anyone of you guys never had a hole in one? You don't know how big a thing it is. Like, I've been playing golf a long time, and I got my first hole in one. Yeah. Yeah. Melinda, he is killing my buzz. You're absolutely right. He's killing my buzz.
Well, no, we went over this. We're spending too much time on this. So Joe Biden has called a lid the last couple of days. I want to make sure that we know this. And this is why you have to go to our Facebook page, because we put these things out. They're pretty funny. Joe Biden's called a lid, but we have some exclusive footage. That no, the Biden campaign is actually on the move today. A lot of people didn't know that. It's on the move. Mr. Producer, go ahead and put up my page, my screen. when the campaign's on the move. And that is
dumpster fire.
A flaming dumpster with Biden Harris floating down a flooded river. But don't worry, the Biden campaign is on the move today. The news of the Biden campaign's premature death, overblown. They're on the move. Don't worry. We can take that down.
All right, guys, by the way, if you can't get it on Facebook, just go over to YouTube, right? Subscribe to our YouTube channel, and then YouTube, at least they won't suppress you on YouTube, right? So, and then you could take the YouTube video from there, hit the copy and share that to your page, your Facebook page as well. But yeah, we do know that they're trying to suppress what we're doing, and you know, it's kind of fun that you get to troll on Facebook and Twitter and all these guys.
So we hit 59 shares. So I promise that if we hit, what is it, 50 or 60? I forget which one I said. Either way, we're there.
One more
share. Let's get another share, and then we'll play the video of Joe Biden admitting that he has a voter fraud organization all set up.
Unbelievable.
We'll play it, and we'll assume that this will be so compelling that someone else will share. So this is Joe Biden talking about, well, you know what? Let's just play it. Let's play it. Cut 8.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
So this is one of those moments where Joe Biden just said the quiet part out loud. The context of this was that he was talking about stopping voter intimidation. But he talked about voter fraud. And this is one of those moments where he said the quiet part out loud, a Freudian slip, accidentally being honest. He said, we've set up one of the most inclusive voter fraud organizations in the country. He said that they also did it for Barack Obama too. Lots of people saying that he meant that he was trying to stop voter fraud. The problem with that is the Democrats say that voter fraud doesn't exist, or that it doesn't rise to a level that would necessitate government policy, right? One or two people may commit voter fraud, but it's not big enough problem to actually legislate on it. So there's no way that Joe Biden could say that he's actually talking about fighting voter fraud when he denies that it even exists. The context says he meant to be talking about stopping voter intimidation, but he said voter fraud. He said, we've created one of the largest, most inclusive voter fraud organizations in the country. This is Joe Biden saying the quiet part out loud. Let's play it one more time. I'll get your reaction, Joe. Let's play cut 8.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Hello.
What's your takeaway?
My takeaway is that Democrats are either pedophiles, rapists, or closet racists, and they're into fraud. A lot of it, right? So, sorry. Fraud and corruption. It's like their thing. I mean, it's just like a Tide Pod challenge. Hey, do me a favor. Just go defraud someone and or, you know, be corrupt. That's the thing to do right now.
And just to make sure that no one thinks we were advocating eating Tide Pods, both Facebook and YouTube require that we say Tide Pods are not edible.
I cannot believe
it.
At
no point are we recommending eating it.
Are we really having to say this? Are we really having to say this? Oh, my goodness. My head hurts.
Yes. We have to, because they could blame us. If someone eats it, they could blame us.
You are a Tide Pod
monster. So that's Joe Biden. But there's another clip from Joe Biden over the weekend, where he was asked by a local reporter in Pennsylvania about his son's corruption. He didn't even let the guy finish his sentence. He starts yelling at him that it's not a real story. Let's play cut 7.
Okay, Mr. Biden, if I can.
Sure.
Questions of controversy continue today about Hunter Biden, your son's...
There is no controversy about my son. It's all a lie. It's a flat lie because the president has nothing else to run on. If you notice, and while American people are talking about what's happening to their families,
Says it's a flat lie. He didn't even let him finish the question. The minute that Hunter Biden's name was asked, it's a lie, not real.
Yep.
Does he really think he can get away with this? Thing just yells and screams that it's not real, not real, not real.
Hey, can I say something?
Yeah, you have a
microphone. Can all the chumps listening to us share, please?
Yeah. If you identify as a chump, hit the share button.
If you identify as a chump, you need to shit the share button. Like, I'm sorry, but it's just a requirement.
Did you say shit the share button?
No, I did not. I said hit the share button.
Okay.
Did I say shit the share button?
You did. You can't. Yeah. Ooh, yeah,
don't do that. Ooh.
Don't do that.
Ooh, please don't do that. I just pulled a Biden. Hey, you didn't see this. You didn't see this picture, but this is what's really happening right now with Trump and Biden, and it's actually significant. It's breaking news. All right, can you go ahead and put that picture up, please? This is what's happening with Biden and Trump right now. Hello.
Yeah, sure.
There's the president.
Jersey, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Arizona, Iowa, Pennsylvania, Biden. Meanwhile, Biden in his basement.
Anyway, yeah. I just figured I'd share that.
We're 8 days away from the election. Biden has one public event on his calendar, which is a rally in Georgia.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris is going to Texas. That's it. I mean, Donald Trump is right now, as we speak, having a rally. And then he'll have another one. And he might even have another one after that. like Joe Biden calls a lid at 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 9 a.m. Donald Trump calls a lid at 1:15 a.m. because that's when he's getting back to the White House from his rallies.
Yeah.
So it.
And he's brokering peace deals. Hold on. And he's brokering peace deals in the Middle East. Guys, you don't understand how significant this peace deal. I worked in the Middle East and Africa, right? I did. I speak Arabic, at least. I'm actually getting better because I went back to learning it. So I've been going back to recurring courses. It's actually really interesting how it comes back really quickly. But this peace deal is a game changer. Like, it's something that for decades they haven't been able to cut through all the graft, basically, what both sides or all five sides or 10 sides want. And President Trump just went like this. He goes right straight to it. So, okay, here we go. You stop acting like this. You stop acting like this. You're not children. Act like a grown man. Act like a grown woman or man, right? And here's what you need, right? This is what's good for you and good for you. And they're like, yes. You have no idea how significant this is in just the global environment. And what this does to bring down tensions. And if you don't believe the Democrats are out there yelling about Russia, 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 Russia's bad, Russia's bad, Russia's bad. I mean, let me tell you something. All they do is create wars. That's all they do. That's all Democrats do is they create wars. They say, well, George Bush took us into war. They flew planes into airplanes into buildings.
Well, let's talk about the George Bush, because Donald Trump is out with a tweet today. Let's go ahead and put up my screen, Mr. Producer. Joe Biden called me George yesterday. Couldn't remember my name. Got some help from the anchor to get him through the interview. The fake news cartel is working overtime to cover it up.
Yeah.
It's true. Joe Biden called him George, not once, but twice.
And his wife is like this. Trump.
Trump. Trump. Trump. Trump. Trump. No, Joe, it's Trump. Joe, it's not George Trump. Bush. It's Trump. I mean, it's crazy. And then we got this. Let's put up my screen again, Mr. Producer. This is straight out today from Rasmussen. White House watch, Donald Trump 48, Biden 47. White House watch, Trump leading in Florida, right? I mean, these are polls. And if you actually go and look, let's look at the 538. Was that 538? We go ahead and take that off my screen, Mr. Producer. I'll pull it up. 538, it's Nate Silver's polling outfit. Let's find the presidential general election.
Yeah.
Oh, no, by the way,
Brian said they called Trump Lincoln, too. He did. So Abraham Lincoln over here. So now he's George Bush, Abraham Lincoln. I'm trying to figure out what else he is. I mean, besides the president, because he is our president. He is your president. And if you don't like this. Hey, Max, they wrote an article about me. That rag, you know, the reporter down in Colorado Springs. Rolled an article that no one actually read, except for the fact that
why are we giving it air?
I'm not going to tell you, but it says that if we had another rally that I said on this show, because she watches our show, so we have a fan that's watching our show that frankly is a piece of crap. But and she's got so we've been building these dots. So I was going through and listening to the. She said, "Well, Joe said that if we had another Back the Blue rally, that it would be much different, right?" And I said, "Yeah, we would whoop their, tails, right?" And so, but she put it out there as if people were going to be pissed off about that. And I'm like, nobody likes Antifa except for you because you run Antifa, but down there in the Springs.
Yeah.
But the only calls that I got were people are like, yes, yeah, so they're sending it out to everyone in the community. And so they're asking. So I have a bunch of other people that are now asking me because she sent it out to the news agencies and things like that. Hey, Joe, did you say this? And I was like, yep. But the police did not want us to beat them up, so they kept them away from us.
Anyway, I don't want to keep giving them any more air. Like they don't deserve the airtime. You know who also doesn't deserve
but
the airtime?
But can I say hi?
Kamala Harris. This is a view from the crowd waiting to hear the Kamala Harris rally in Detroit start. Let's play cut 9. So this is the crowd. Cut 9. You got it, Mr. Producer?
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Whoa. 6 people waiting to see the Kamala Harris rally. Now, I know what you're saying. That was before the rally started. Maybe more people showed up. And yeah, a few more people did show up. But this is after the Kamala Harris rally in Detroit had started. Let's play cut 10.
And the people in this crowd. Just the people.
Wow, big turnout.
This can be a launching pad.
Huge turnout.
All 11,000 of those votes and deliver a victory for the state.
I see that they marked on the ground. See the X's?
The question is, how excited are you going to be when we do it? When we send Gary Peters back.
And all 50 people rejoiced. Let's cut it. All 50 people in attendance rejoiced. Instead of the circles on the ground, they're now doing X's. It's almost like they're playing a cross-country game of tic-tac-toe. Biden has the circles. Kamala has the X's. We're going to see who wins at the end of the day. But in the event, actually, both of them lose because they don't get more than a couple dozen people actually showing up. But that was a Kamala Harris rally. It couldn't have been more than 40 people in attendance. That was her in Detroit. Don't you think, Joe, if she was going to win Michigan, don't you think more people would be showing up?
Yeah, I think that anyone would show up. But then again, they're closet dwellers, like these people that are just loony leftists that would support them. Look, if you're a Democrat, I love you, man. I have plenty of Democrat friends. If you're a loony leftist, you're in your basement, right? And so you're not showing up. And Democrats don't want to support this crap. This is all Antifa stuff. Who wants to support that? Who wants to not support law and order? That wants to defund the police? And that's the problem with the Democrats is that they've been overtaken. Our revolution guy, this Christopher Jacks guy in Colorado that called for basically killing Americans
don't,
in the street. Hold on a second.
Don't,
time out.
Don't
time
give
out.
Any more.
He basically said that they've infiltrated the Democrat Party. He actually said it on video. That's what you're dealing
Why
with. The Democrat Party is absolutely filled with leftist loonies. It is. So normal.
Right, I'm putting out a poll question that I want people to answer. I just put it on.
Is Joe awesome?
YouTube?
And can you just?
No. We ran this on our Facebook page earlier today. What are you most likely to find in a Biden supporter's house? So leave some funny responses. We had some really good ones on our Facebook page earlier. The best one that we had, the most upvotes, the most likes, was someone wearing a mask all alone watching CNN.
Whips and chains. Whips and chains.
Yeah, so leave a comment on YouTube or on Facebook what you're most likely to find in a Joe Biden supporters' house, and we'll read some of the best ones towards the end. And yeah, the best one easily earlier on our Facebook page was someone wearing their mask all by themselves with CNN blasting.
With
and someone
only
said,
the
half
mask?
Tide,
only mask.
Half-eaten Tide Pods. Someone said, you know the thing. So give me your best answers and we'll read them. We'll keep an eye on it as we keep going through the podcast. So Joe, that was Kamala Harris in Detroit.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Harris-Biden administration is having a problem. People aren't coming to their rallies. So, Joe, if you're a political candidate and people aren't coming to your rallies, what would you do?
I'd quit.
Well,
I'd say, wow, it must be something to this fact that nobody likes us. Let's just claw back into our hole and let them have it again. Like, we need Trump. Well, I have to say what Biden said. We need to support Donald Trump. Remember? He said that.
Yeah.
He
did. Yeah.
He did.
Kamala Harris blow up doll. I can't stop and read some of the comments.
So,
their parents. Here's the other one. Who'd vote for their parents?
Their parents.
Oh, my goodness. You're crushing my soul with these comments.
So,
I can't
the correct answer
anymore.
Was. The correct answer was, if people won't come to your rallies, you find a way to come to them.
Yeah.
That's the answer we were looking for. Because over the weekend, Kamala Harris wasn't getting great turnout in Ohio.
Yeah.
So she decided to go to them. She decided to campaign at a polling place. Let's go ahead and play cut 12.
You are going going to make the decision about your future, about your family's future. It is through the voice of
your vote. Are you allowed to do that?
And you have the power. The power is with the people. And you know that. That's why you're standing in this line today. And I just came to say thank you.
So that is Kamala Harris campaigning at a polling place. Now,
you realize
you
can't
do that. Mr. Producer, let's put up my screen.
No, you can't
do
that.
Put up my screen, Mr. Producer. Ohio law makes it a crime to campaign, solicit people within 100 feet of a polling place. I went to Google Maps and I did some sleuthing and I determined that she was at least 180 feet from the polling place. That's how long the line went. But the law also says that you're not allowed to campaign if the line of electors waiting to vote extends beyond the small flags. You cannot campaign within 10 feet of any elector in that line. Now, she's two lanes away. So typically, a lane at the very least in the United States is 9 feet wide. So she's not 10 feet away because they're on the sidewalk. She's two lanes
away.
Of the last elector. So, but here's the problem. If at any point there's an elector trying to get into that line that might have walked into the road, she'd be guilty of a crime. This is the crazy thing, though. This statute was not written thinking that presidential candidates would show up with bullhorns or show up with microphones and amplified speakers, right? So absolutely violates the spirit of it, that you're not supposed to campaign as people are waiting in line to vote. You're not supposed to try and solicit them.
Well, here's the other thing we need to probably talk about, right? You're not supposed to do that. But wouldn't it have been awesome if it would have been, they would have gone Trump, 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 and started a chant.
Well,
Trump
was Cuyahoga County. That was Cuyahoga County in Ohio. That's a very blue area.
Yeah. They picked the bluest area out there, right? Just absolutely the bluest area, right?
And but think about that. So few people are showing up to Kamala Harris's rallies that she had to come within 8 or 9 feet of committing a crime in order to talk to people. Like, that's what that just was. That she was at the very minimum 18 feet away. If she had walked 8 feet closer to them, it would have been illegal what she did. And again, the law was never assumed that a presidential candidate would ever show up with a PA system, right? You think that 20 feet away, you have to shout to hear them, right? 10 feet away, you have to shout. But she's over there with a microphone talking to them. I mean, it flies in the face of the spirit of the law, absolutely. But I just thought it was so telling that so few people showed up for her rallies that she had to go within 8 or 9 feet of breaking the law in order to speak to her supporters. But here's the thing, and God bless the Trump campaign for catching this on a hot mic.
Yeah.
We have video of her right before she started talking to them. And she actually had to ask her staff where she was. She was in Cleveland, but she didn't know she was in Cleveland. Let's go ahead and play this. Cut 11.
Hey, Cleveland! It's Kamala!
Are we in Cleveland?
Take off my screen, Mr. Producer. Take off my screen. Yeah, she goes to talk. She says, hey, we in Cleveland? Yeah. Hey, Cleveland! It's just so fake.
But they don't care about the American people. I mean, that's the thing that you have to be talking about right now is, do they actually care about the American people? And the reality of it is, Max, is that they don't care about the American people. Listen, if you cared about the American people, you would push on your party to get this stimulus that they're actually in there, that there are families that need, through Congress, right? But you want to stand on the fact that you want to give nearly $1 trillion to foreign interests, not to people in the U.S., but to foreign interests, to things like, I kid you not, families having trouble feeding their family in some areas, right? There just are. I call it manufactured. You call it whatever you want. I call it manufactured. Has caused families to have massive issues. And inside the stimulus bill, they want to give nearly $400 million to what I call extracurriculars, to nature and science and the arts. I'm sorry. That's not high on my priority list right now. My priority list is American families. My priority list is feeding kids. That's my priorities. But they don't have priorities. Their priorities are, how much graft can we put in this deal? How much can we give to people so they can actually just continue down this path of destroying the fiber of America? They don't care about the American family. They just don't. Not Kamala, not Biden, and not 95% of those that actually represent the Democrats. Pelosi and all these other idiots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Brewster, go ahead and put up my screen. We have, this is where this all went down. People said I didn't look. People saying it might have been illegal, might have been illegal. So we can do a little bit. Let's play the video of Kamala Harris one more time. We're going to do a little investigation and know one way or another whether it's legal or not. So let's go ahead and play that cut. It was cut 12. We'll play it one more time just to get a feel for the background.
You are going to make the decision about your future, about your family's future. It is through the voice of your vote. And you have the power. The power is with the people. And you know that. That's why you're standing in this line today. And I just came to say thank you.
So that's where she was. Booyah, got it.
She
that's
was
where
right
she was staying. There, she was staying right about here, right?
Yep.
Right about here. Yep. So this spot, right? Oh, let's turn around. I didn't really plan to do this, but we gotta call it what it is. Okay, so this is where she was standing, pretty much.
You're wasting a lot of airtime on this. Everybody knows.
I know. I know. But I wanna go to it. Let's. So that's where. Oh no, where'd it go now? Where'd it go? Where'd it go?
So Max right now is trying to take us to a tour around Ohio.
So she's right here. Well, at least I'm not talking about my hole in one. So directions.
I want to punch you in the face right now, but we're not in the same place.
She's right here.
My violent tendencies.
So that's where she is. Here is the Cuyahoga County Board of Elections. So it's to the building.
Yeah.
She is at the very at least 237 feet away. So she didn't come within 100 feet of the polling place. But the question is, did she come within 10 feet of them voting? That's where it gets a lot trickier. That's where you start looking at that. 12 feet. 12 feet. Middle of the road to there. 12 feet. So that's where it gets a little sketchier. We can go ahead and take that off my screen. People were still commenting that that it might have still been illegal. She wasn't within 100 feet of the polling place, but she might have been. It's possible. It's possible that she might have been 10 feet away from a person waiting in line.
Hey,
so I just wanted to show that.
Talklock is back with us. So she says, I have to say she, because she told me she's a she, right? I take back my previous comment that you are a Google Earth master. You are not a Google Earth master.
No. His previous comment was
relegated.
His previous comment. No, I refer to the previous comment where he said, isn't that illegal?
Oh, no. No. He said right before that, right? 1 minute ago, Max is a Google Earth master. And then he says, I take back my previous comment. Yes, you are no longer the master. You are just the potty.
Well, That's nice. So here's the interesting thing. Let's put up my screen.
Max is mad.
Lots of people reporting that Joe Biden is not holding any more in-person campaign events. Now, we said that he is going to go to Georgia. I think that was reactionary. The fake news fact checkers are going to say that was a lie, even though the Biden campaign reported their events after that. So they're probably going to splice it in. But I can't believe that you have Kamala Harris, who she can't. And here's another one. We have Kamala Harris. She can't get people to show up. She has to go and campaign in line at polling places, potentially committing a felony, or at least coming a few feet away from committing a felony.
Yep.
So you have that happening.
We love Jack, by the way.
You have
Jack's
Joe
cool,
Biden. Joe Biden has more pumpkins than people at his rallies. And Donald Trump is just killing it. He's just absolutely killing it. Every single day, you're seeing more and more people showing up. This was yesterday, Joe. I want to play this. This is they're flying back from an event in another state, and Trump says, you know what? Let's stop in Maine. Sir, we don't have any campaign events in Maine. I don't care. Find somewhere to host it. Send it out to our people that will be there, and let's do something. So the campaign rushed to figure out where they could bring Trump in Maine because, listen, they weren't planning on going to Maine. So with 2 hours' notice, they landed on a farmer's market, like an orchard, a local farmer that has an area where you can go and buy produce, go and buy apples and pumpkins and the like. Within 2 hours, Donald Trump arrives, and he's absolutely swamped. Let's go ahead and play this. This is cut 16 from yesterday. That is 2 hours' notice. I'm going to go ahead and cut it. That's 2 hours' notice, Joe. That's him declaring that he wants to just show up in Maine, figure out a place to go. They find the place. They send out a text to a few people. And within 2 hours, they have thousands of people at this guy's orchard there to meet the president. And Joe Biden can't get 20. It just it doesn't feel like Joe Biden's winning by 15%.
Eric Trump shows up somewhere and there's 1,000 people there, right? Trump Jr. shows up anywhere, there's thousands of people there, right? Yeah. I personally think if anyone showed up to hold a Trump campaign from the Trump campaign, the thousands of people would show up.
And here's
we
the
had
thing.
1,000 people to show up on a bridge just to hold a flag that said Trump. Silent majority is coming out.
Like, Mr. Producer, put on my screen. This is 538. This is their polling average for Maine. They say that Biden is up 53.8 to Donald Trump's 39.9.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel that way. When you look at the events, when you look at the people actually showing up, it doesn't feel that way. And I think that also brings into account, we have this issue where I don't want to make it impossible for anyone to vote, but it should at least require them to get out of bed. Right? You should at least have to put on pants if you want to vote in this country. And what they've done is they've lowered the barrier to vote so low that you don't even have to put on pants. You can walk out in your underwear and put your vote in your mailbox and plop the little flag up for the mailman to take it. I mean, we're going to have people voting who've never voted before because they never thought it was worthwhile. And all of a sudden a ballot shows up. Okay, sure, I'll vote. Democrats, what they did, they picked a candidate that no one was enthusiastic for. And then they conspired to make people able to vote in mass without having to be inspired. If Joe Biden wins, that'll go down as one of the most conniving things the Democrats have ever done in this country. But I just don't believe it.
The Civil War will be. You think that the left is going to get pissed off? I'm telling you, we're already in a civil war right now. But the Civil War is, and actually, people like me, people like you, people like us, we're fighting against this deal in a couple ways. But one of the ways is we're building technology that's absolutely unbelievable, right? And we're like, look, we're not going to let them weaponize it. We're going to deplatform the platforms. We're going to find different ways to actually engage with people. We're building out our own environment, right? We did it on the e-commerce platform. Like, we built an e-commerce platform that now is used by major corporations across the nation, right? We built that, right? We have that out there.
Yeah.
And that platform is, I mean, used by, you know, Fortune 100 companies that are out there. But it also is used by businesses that notoriously have been actually stymied, gun stores and ranges that can't actually go out and use e-commerce platforms like Shopify, because Shopify is like, if you own an AR-15, we won't do business with you. Salesforce, right? CRM systems.
Yeah.
So what did we do, Max? We went out and built one. We was like, oh, let's build a CRM system. So we're doing things right now to stop what's happening in the media, stop what's happening. And frankly, having an immense amount of success, and businesses are flocking to that technology we have because, frankly, it's just, A, it's better, and two, it doesn't allow for these idiots and media and technology to interfere with it.
You mentioned that if Eric Trump or Donald Trump Jr. shows up, there's a massive crowd. What we're seeing is that there are massive crowds of Trump supporters, even if no one shows up. They're just rallying on their own. This is from Beverly Hills, California, a spontaneous Trump rally.
I know, this is awesome. Yeah.
Let's play Cut 20. Cut 20. Look at that. Trump campaign didn't send anyone. Look at that.
Look at that. Beverly Hills, baby. Let's go. Look at those American flags. Look at those American flags. This is beautiful.
Let's cut it. So
beautiful.
Then we also have an Orthodox Jewish rally in New York where they're all dancing to YMCA. Let's play Cut 21. I mean, Orthodox Jews, they can't go to synagogue, so they're going to have a Trump dance party. I mean, this is incredible. This is in New York City, in a park. Let's cut it before we get copy striked. We have all across the country,
listening.
We have Trump boat parades. We have Trump car parades. I got stuck in one the other day. I was just going to Home Depot to get some supplies for projects that we're doing. And I got stuck in a Trump parade. And I'm like, wow, this is awesome. And then I realized how long it was. And I'm like, wow, I kind of want to go home. So I stopped. I pulled over to the side of the road because anyone who's ever gotten stuck in like a procession for a funeral, it's the most awkward thing ever. When everyone has their headlights on and you're just trying to get where you're going, like, well, let me pull over and let them go. I pull over to the side of the road. I'm sitting there for like 5-10 minutes. Just all the cars going past me. Like, this is a lot of people. And they're all honking the horn. I'm giving them a thumbs up outside. But yeah, no, we're seeing this all across the country. The boat parades, the car parades. There's just massive enthusiasm.
And you know what, said, courage? The only way, yeah, go ahead. Sorry, Max. Go ahead.
The only way Trump loses is if they make it so easy to vote and so easy to steal a vote that they just have everyone voting. I mean, that's the Democrats' recipe for success. They can't beat Trump when it comes to enthusiasm, so they have to take enthusiasm out of the equation altogether. That's the only way that Biden could possibly win.
But here's my issue, and I think that everyone that's listening, you have to do one thing. If you're listening on the podcast afterwards and you're downloading the podcast, I want to tell you, you got to get your family to vote. You got to get everyone out to vote, right? You gotta have a voice. And you would say, Joe, it doesn't make a difference. There is power in numbers, and we have an immense amount of numbers, right? So we have, as people, an immense amount of numbers, and every drop in the bucket actually fills the bucket. So I just need you to continue to push hard and encourage people around you. I have a friend of mine. He actually works for us. And when he was 18 years old, did something really stupid and got himself a felony. I mean, he had a felony. And so he's in the office and he goes, it doesn't matter to me. I can't vote anyway. Right. And I said, Mike, yes, you can. And he's like, no, I can't. And I was like, you can though. So I walked over to his desk and I was like, look, if you vote for Biden when I'm doing this for you, I swear to you, I'm going to be so mad at you.
All right, don't say anything that could implicate you in a crime because you're not allowed to threaten anyone.
I didn't threaten
that your employee, if they don't. Oh, right. A certain way. So we know we have trolls watching.
So he's my friend.
Be very careful.
First of all, he's my friend.
How do you explain it?
But I did tell him that voting is a big responsibility. Look, people in our company have a great amount of respect for the freedom to have your own expressions, right? So I walked over and I actually helped him. I was like, all right, go to the site and push this button, do this, put this up. Here's what you need to do. And I registered and helped him register to vote. And he's like, man, I have gone the last 25 years not knowing that I could vote. And I'm like, scary, huh? Scary stuff. You didn't even know.
How could he have gone? Oh, because he didn't realize that in Colorado you're allowed to vote if you're a felon and certain amount of time passed. Okay.
Yeah. It's been 25 years. I mean, literally, this is a problem he had when he was a kid, right? And not anything that he did. I mean, kid meaning he was 18 years old. But now he's actually going to vote. And that feeling that you get when you feel like somebody has put a barrier in front of you and you actually don't have a voice, and then you finally have a voice, it's a big deal. I mean, it's a really big deal. And so I'm going to encourage you that there's people in your life that are not voting because they don't think it makes a difference. You know, 40% of people that go to church, right, that are faith-based individuals don't vote. I mean, so it's important that people that actually go to church actually lift up their voice and vote.
Yeah.
And frankly, I don't care if you vote for Biden as long as you vote, right?
No, I care if you vote for Biden. If you're going to vote for Biden, don't even bother registering the vote. I'm not going to drive people to vote for Biden. Are you
listen,
saying?
Listen,
the
more
man
people,
thought that Donald Trump is George W. Bush.
Listen, obviously the people that are voting for Biden, I'm saying a silent prayer for them not to vote. But I do want people to exercise their right to vote, Max. Right? I want to.
Well, you just said if you're going to vote for Biden, I don't care. No, we have to care, and everyone.
Okay,
and
you're missing my point.
We said it last week's podcast.
Okay, you missed my point. You're raining on my parade.
If you know someone who lives in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, or Pennsylvania, and you think that they've already voted for Joe Biden, make sure you reach out to them and let them know that they can change their votes in those states. So if they voted early for Joe Biden in those four swing states, they can change their votes. Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that anyone, I wouldn't teach anyone how to vote if I had even an inkling of thinking they're going to vote for Joe Biden.
I didn't think there was an inkling that he would vote for Joe Biden, or I would have kept quiet till after the election.
Did he? How's he going to vote?
I don't know. I didn't ask him. I just know that he's registered to vote.
I'm actually
going to go to the polling place with him. So we're actually going to show up, and I'm going to go with him to go vote. Right?
That's dangerous.
I think what's more dangerous is what they're doing in these states to shut down states right before the election. Right?
And
there's a certain amount of people that are pissed off. I mean, big amounts of people that literally feel like in Colorado, they're following California. Like, let's just shut it down. Let's shut them down and scare people into not going to the polls. But people aren't dying, Max. People aren't dying of COVID. They're not dying. And I don't mean no one's dying, but a very, very small percentage are dying, less than the flu. As a matter of fact, by the way, the flu disappeared. Just so you know, the flu is down 95%.
Oh, no, not just that. Let me find it. I was just looking at it. Let me open this up. Mr. Producer, put up my screen. This is from the CDC's own website. So CDC's own website. Due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, this system will suspend data collection for the 2020-2021 influenza season.
Yeah.
They're not even going to track the flu this year.
How is that possible?
They're not even going to bother tracking it with their pre-existing season. I guess they'll do it with like positive tests, but the system that they use to track the flu is the same system that they use to track COVID-19, which is flu-like illnesses. In the early days before tests, if it looked like the flu, they were counting it as COVID-19. So they're not, they know that they've already turned the system into a COVID-19 tracker. They can't undo it and turn it into a flu tracker. So Literally, they will not be using this system to track.
They won't collect data. They won't collect data. What they're basically saying is we're not going to collect data because it's not important enough. It's not important enough. Look, if you believe these bureaucratic crap bags actually care about you, they don't. They didn't wake up one day and say, oh, I want to save lives. That's not what they're doing at all. That's not what they're doing. President Trump got COVID and literally went to.
He was at a rally 4 or 5 days later.
Right, 4 or 5 days later. And he's fine. And they tested him and he's fine. Right. So how is it? Everybody's like, oh, I wish everyone could get that. You know why they don't get it? Because you have bureaucrats and you have Democrats that are doctors or sociopaths.
The reason that everyone doesn't get it is because it's a different part of the pipeline. Like there are a lot of people alive today because Trump's Operation Warp Speed fast-tracked therapeutics that wouldn't be around if the government wasn't throwing money at it, right? Operation Warp Speed has saved countless lives. There's no telling how many lives it saved. So the fact that Trump had something else being developed by Operation Warp Speed just a little bit before it would be available to the public doesn't mean that he's getting special treatment. It means that Operation Warp Speed is working. So before we end the podcast today, I want to go through and show Trump's rallies because we've shown Biden's rallies, how pathetic they are, how more Trump supporters show up. We've shown Kamala Harris's rallies where a handful of people shows up to the point where she has to actually go to polling places to try and talk to people. These are Trump's rallies. We're going to go through this a little bit rapid fire. Let's play cut 14. This is Wisconsin. Look at that. Look at that.
American.
Don't sing. You can't sing it. Oh, stop it.
Sorry. It's a really good song.
We're covering the crowd right now.
This is
that song is
unbelievable. It's crazy though. Look at this. Look at this.
Right, let's take it down.
Unbelievable.
That's Wisconsin. That's Wisconsin over the past couple days. Now let's go and take a real quick jump to New Hampshire. Let's play cut 15. This is New Hampshire. Look at this. More people showed up to this New Hampshire rally than months of Biden's rally.
What does 10% of the big guy mean he's playing with? That's why Joe has got the lid on.
That's why Joe has the lid on.
Yeah, because he doesn't want anyone to know what 10% for the big guy means. Now, I don't know if you've seen this, Joe, but Trump's rallies now, he's started to bring jumbotrons out. And he's starting to say, you know what? If the mainstream media isn't going to cover Joe Biden's own statements, I will. So he actually sets up these jumbotrons, and he now plays Joe Biden videos. Let's play this one. This is at Pensacola, cut 17.
Many times, by the way. I don't want to bore you with playing too many of the times. But he said no. Then he gets in, he goes to Pennsylvania, and he learns. Somebody explains that that's a big fracking state. It's a big, very big energy state. 1 million people. And he said, oh, yes, we will allow fracking. This is a man with great heart. We will allow fracking. And then he said he never said what he said for the last year and a half. So let's take a look and see whether or not he said it and what he did once he got to Pennsylvania. Go ahead, put it up. Where is it?
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out.
The camera.
We would make sure it's eliminated and no more subsidies for either one of those. I guarantee you. We're going to end fossil fuel. No more, no new fracking.
I'd gradually move away from fracking.
And I think it's critically important on day one that we end any fossil fuel leases on public lands.
But, what about, say, stopping fracking and stopping pipeline infrastructure?
They want to do the same thing I want to do. They want to phase out fossil fuels, and we're going to phase out fossil fuels.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
All right, let's cut it. So that was Pensacola's rally talking about how Biden wants to ban fracking. Joe, Trump should have done this a long time ago with the Jumbotrons.
Yeah.
I think it's a brilliant idea.
I think it's great. I think it's great, great. I want your head to explode right now, right?
Not too much because we have two more we have to show, but go ahead.
Okay, all right. I want your head to explode right now. So not only did 50 Cent say he doesn't want to become 20 Cent, yeah. and he's to support President Trump, but another rapper with nearly 17 million followers came out yesterday and said he's endorsing Donald Trump for president. Go ahead, put that up for a minute. So Lil Pump endorses Donald Trump for president, screams,
I don't even know who this
blank
is.
Sleepy Joe to his 17 million Instagram fans. Yeah, but you don't listen to rap music. So,
well, when does Lil Pump become Big Pump?
But the point
how
is,
many followers does he need to turn into a Big Pump?
I think 30.
And what
30
kind of
million.
Pump is it? What kind right. of pump is it?
17 million followers, right?
AC?
He comes out
is
and
it
he
DC
says,
Pump?
Do you not put it back up again? Do you see what it
Penis
actually
pump?
Says, though?
What
hey,
kind
just
of pump
be
is it?
Just be quiet for a minute, okay? Right? We're talking about someone that's influencing 17 million Instagram fans, right? Saying, I endorse Donald Trump for president. Screams blankety blank to his blank Sleepy Joe to his 17 million Instagram fans. This is what courage, this is what happens when you have courage. Courage breeds courage.
Is he a sump pump?
Okay. So, by the way, I was able to identify our friend down in Colorado Springs who's actually watching us on YouTube right now. So, hi, Sean. Heidi. Sean.
Oh, don't misgender.
I didn't say gender.
Don't misgender.
I am loving the fact that I'm living rent-free in some of these people's heads. And I haven't even released all the information we have on these Antifa junkies, right? But I haven't even started to, actually. I was like, no. And I've been talking to people like, should I? Shouldn't I? I don't want to really ruin them, but maybe I will.
We got hydraulic pumps. We got peristaltic
hey,
pumps.
You need to stop
we
it.
We got
you talk
pumps.
About me getting off. All right.
Well, I just want to know when Lil Pump becomes Big Pump. And what does it take to become a big pump? That's all I want to know.
He's so we already got a more. Big pump. I love that guy. Yeah. Ice
so
Cube came out, support Donald Trump.
Yeah. Well, no, he didn't support Donald Trump. What he says, he'll work with anyone who wants to help the black community. And Joe Biden said he'll do it after the election. And Trump said, meet with me now.
Yeah.
So,
and so
he
then
isn't
he
voting
said,
for Trump.
He is voting for Trump. I bet you he votes for Trump.
He might, but he won't admit it.
Of course he won't, because they have no courage. The left has no courage. Ice Cube, you have no courage if you can't come out in support of the black community. And that's what you're doing. You're not coming out for black.
Christopher in the comment section says Reebok pumps. Talk Lock says tire pump.
Hey.
I can't say what John Rimmer just said. That's a naughty pump.
John, stop it, John.
Naughty pump.
Oh.
Not allowed to talk about that pump. So he had that at the Pensacola rally. Then he went to the Villages. The Villages is like one gigantic, it's like a retirement community so big, it's their own town, the Villages. And like, really, it's huge. It's a retirement community. It's so big, they have their own Walmart. And people just go to Walmart in their golf carts. It's an amazing place. If you want to live in a retirement community, the Villages is the place to go. Here's cut 18. This is Trump literally playing a Bernie Sanders commercial on the Jumbotron. Let's go ahead and play cut 18.
On the floor of the Senate. You were in the Senate for a few years,
yeah?
Time and time again, talking about the necessity with pride about cutting Social Security, cutting Medicare, cutting veterans programs.
No.
You never said that?
No.
When I argued that we should freeze federal spending, I meant Social Security as well. I meant Medicare and Medicaid. I meant veterans, but I meant every single solitary thing in the government.
Look, here's the deal.
You're an honest guy. Why don't you just tell the truth here? We all make mistakes.
I am telling the truth.
And I not only tried it once, I tried it twice, I tried it a third time, and I tried it a fourth time.
Joe, let me repeat it again. I want you just to be straight with the American people. I am saying that you have been on the floor of the Senate time and time again talking about the need to cut Social Security, Medicare, and veterans programs. Is that true or is that
no,
not
it's
true?
Not true.
What that is not true?
That is not true.
I meant veterans, but I meant every single solitary thing in the government.
Everything was on the table. I did not support any of those cuts in Social Security or in veterans.
Whoa. You, everything was on the table. All right, you're right. You just said it. Including, in your judgment, cuts to Social Security and veterans.
In order to get the kinds of changes we need on other things related.
Joe,
but,
just,
it but we did not cut it.
I know, because people like me helped stop that. All that I would say to the American people, go to YouTube. It's all over the place. Joe said it many, many times, and I'm surprised. You know, you can defend that or change your mind on it, but you can't deny the reality.
Oh, yeah.
Let's cut it. So that's at the Villages. Again, it's a retirement community so big it has its own zip code. This one, though, I wanted to end with this one. This one is, without a doubt, the best one. Donald Trump used his Jumbotron to play the Joe Biden hairy legs video. Let's go ahead and play cut 19.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
That's awesome.
Might as well, right? 8 days to the election. How is that not a major news story? That he loves kids jumping on his lap. I don't know. So I wanted to use this episode to paint the picture, the differences between Biden's rallies, not really rallies, Kamala Harris's rallies, barely anyone shows up, and then the Trump rallies, both planned, unplanned, and spontaneous without even anyone from the Trump family there. We're seeing such a surge, and we're seeing Joe Biden faltering and hiding in his basement. I mean, we have 8 days to go until the election, and we can't even guarantee Joe's going to walk out of his house today. Really, really weird stuff. Everyone, you got to go out and vote. You got to drag your friends to vote. And yes, if you live in those four states, Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, and you know someone who's already voted Democrat, already voted for Biden, let them know that by state law, they are allowed to change their vote, but they have to act fast. Yep. Very, very important. So, Joe, I'll go ahead and give you the final word, as long as it's not about a hole-in-one. And we'll wrap it up from there.
You know what? It's snowing outside, so I'm going to give that to you.
That's, all right. It's like 80 degrees here in Texas.
I was going to say something. Hey, look, we needed the snow. So we actually prayed for snow because I'm going to tell you, we had this huge fire that wiped out people's businesses. I do want you to know that anarchists, Antifa, are responsible for these fires.
Suspected.
They're looking
that it's responsible.
Yes, I can. Antifa's an idea, right? What am I doing? Maybe the organization can sue me.
Ideas can't burn down cars. Yeah, we're not worried about them suing you. We're worried about Facebook taking us down. So there is no evidence to suggest,
according
to Facebook, there is no evidence to suggest that Antifa. We have our own evidence, but Facebook has determined that there is no evidence.
There is evidence, actually. They're actually looking for 11 people that are actually tied to Antifa. Not me.
Facebook says no.
Whatever. Says no. Right? Whatever. I want to tell you guys something, right? When these politicians get up on the stage, and they start talking about the fact that that we need to cut Social Security benefits and everything else, I want you to understand something. Your employer pays in 7.5%. You pay in 7.5%. They're cutting money that you already gave them. They're cutting money that's your money. It's not their money. It's your money. So when these clowns get up there and say they want to cut benefits and do all of these other things, they're actually taking away from you so they can then pilfer that money and give it to other people. That's really what's happening. We have a government problem. And Donald Trump is actually breaking down that government problem that we have. And he's cutting through all the mess. That's why he was able to cut taxes. It's because he's cutting out all the fat. So I want to tell you, you got to vote. There is power in numbers. There is the opportunity for you to actually make a difference in this country by getting together with other people and actually going to the polls. But I'm going to tell you, courage is more infectious than fear. You got to live it. You got to see it. Look at what's happening across the country. Trump supporters are coming out in droves. Democrats are leaving the party and they're coming over and saying, listen, I'm for America. And all of these Marxists and communists, they're not for America. So God bless you. God bless the United States. And on November 3rd, we're going to win and keep our country the way it should be. That's it. That's all I got.
Yep. And Joe hit a hole in one.
And I hit a hole in one. Hey, on Shadow Creek, fifth hole, 151 yards. Here's a guy that's never played golf. Guys, come on.
From the same pins that the pros use. I played Shadow Creek, Joe.
That's right.
I played Shadow Creek.
Yeah.
I played Shadow Creek. A wild turkey almost stole my ball. I've played Shadow Creek.
Wild turkey? There's no wild turkeys in there.
Yeah, there.
No,
you
there
obviously
isn't.
You obviously didn't talk to the groundskeeper. Yeah, there.
There's
wild
no
turkeys.
Wild turkeys. They do not.
Absolutely.
No, they don't.
Then they
no.
must have killed them, but they did.
It's in 100%. The middle of Las Vegas. It's literally in the middle of Las Vegas.
Yeah, I've 100%.
Max has lost his mind, so we're going to have to refer him to the same doctor that Biden goes to, get him shot up with some stuff, right?
We're going to keep this going.
He's Googling it.
There's absolutely. They were there. I talked to the games manager. The guy
games
in charge
manager?
Of managing all the wildlife. Gamekeeper, whatever you want to call it.
No.
There absolutely are turkeys in Shadow Creek. Absolutely.
I mean, think you were drinking wild turkey.
No, I was
he's
drinking
Googling
Patron.
There's no wild turkeys there.
I was drinking Patron.
I have been there literally every year. I've played there probably a dozen times. I've never seen a wild turkey, ever.
This is just, I mean, here we go.
Oh, here he goes. See?
Okay, so when Steve, let's put up my screen, Mr. Producer. This is an article from golfinfoguide.com. Shadow Creek Club. Tom Fazio worked closely with the owner, Steve Wynn, and they both managed to dug a whatever premier golf course in the desert bed, manufacturing a golf ecosystem of sorts, basically out of nothing. They even imported swans, wild turkeys, and wallabies, ending up with a price tag of $40 million for their endeavor. There absolutely are wild turkeys.
No.
There absolutely are.
No. What was that article? Back in 1990?
So maybe they died, but there absolutely were wild turkeys.
They may have been wild turkeys back when you were knee-high to a grasshopper, but there have not been any wild turkeys in the last 7-8 years. I play it every year. I play it every year.
I've played it in the last 7-8 years, and there was a wild turkey within 5 feet of me. So this is just one where you're just wrong, and we'll call
it was a bottle of wild turkey. It was right next to him.
Apparently, Steve Wynn did not pay $40 million importing animals into Shadow Creek. We're just going to leave it there.
Hey, Max, have you had a baby yet?
Joe's not going to let him be wrong about this. Haven't had a baby yet. It's coming any day.
It's coming.
So either today, tomorrow, or Wednesday, I'll be off one of those days, and you'll just be Joe on the podcast.
Yeah.
So this week, it's happening.
I'm going to bring – hey, tell me who I should bring on the podcast, too. I mean, in the comments, tell us who should bring in. So, Tig, we can have Tig in if you want. John Tig Tigan, he can come in. We are going to start bringing on other guests. So, maybe a couple times a week, we're going to bring on some guests. I'm going to try and get, some of the national senators and things like that. You know, we're going to play around a little bit. But, should be a little fun.
Yeah, so let him know what you want him to do. We also, in case Joe can't make it, we do have a best of video that Josh, our producer, has put together. So if Joe is, for whatever reason, unable, we still will have a best of podcast going, some of the best of moments from the past couple weeks. So make sure you tune in, and hopefully everything goes well with my wife, and we have a healthy baby, and I can be back on the show in no time. Well, that's going to be it for this edition of the podcast. Remember that you can download the podcast, the audio version. We're on Apple Play. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Podbean. And now we are on Pandora. If you search for us on Pandora, you will find us there. Make sure if you have an iPhone, you have a MacBook, make sure that you leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We do have trolls leaving us bad reviews, so really important that
we help
us get up in the rankings. Make sure that you find us Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern on Facebook and YouTube. Make sure you like and follow our Facebook page, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications on YouTube. We're also on Parler at Conservative Daily. Be happy to follow you back if you follow us. There's a link to join our email newsletter. You can text FREEDOM to 89517 to get text alerts for when we go live. It worked again today, which is great. So make sure you text FREEDOM to 89517. I think that's it. So again, my name is Max McGuire.
And this is Joe Otto.
And remember that the fight to take back our country clearly isn't over, but the only way we win is if we all stand and fight together.